Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And an Achilles it was. The latest twist and turn in the Deshaun Watson Cleveland Browns saga was the twisting and turning of his ankle as his Achilles detached itself from the rest of his body. And Deshaun Watson, it is confirmed, is out for the season. And so, hi, happy Monday. Hope you're doing well. We've got Mac Robinson on the board today. We got Meredith Kane behind the glass. We got Jonathan on the 20s until, of course, JP comes in and co-hosts with me in the, I don't know why I said it that way, but when he co-hosts with me coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. And of course, Nick Wilson, afternoon drive, yada, yada, yada. But how are you doing? Right? I don't know that there's been more of a stark contrast from the weekend I had personally, which was filled with things like carving pumpkins with my three daughters, like, you know, moments where, whether it's Friday night or, you know, Saturday during the day, beautiful autumnal weather, had a lot of good laughs, had a lot of good moments. I don't know there's ever been a starker contrast between the personal and the professional. Because once again, whether it was the Guardians losing the ALCS in game five there in kind of heartbreaking fashion, which put an end to what was probably one of the most fun Guardian seasons I can remember, because for most of the year, we just got to enjoy really good baseball instead of focusing on things like pressure and ring culture and all the dumb things that sucked the fun out of being a fan, excuse me. And then obviously on Sunday, it wasn't just enough to lose for the Cleveland Browns, but to then have Deshaun Watson injured and everything that came with it, right? The questions about, did Deshaun Watson play his last game as a Cleveland Brown, right? Then to watch the rest of the Browns struggle without Deshaun, proving that it was probably more than just a Deshaun problem in the first place. Then listening to Kevin Stefanski talk about why DTR was the backup instead of Jameis Winston, which, I'll be honest with you, I think most people felt like if Jameis was the starting quarterback yesterday, you would have won that game. But because the one time in carry the two, now was it seven games? We're seven games now. Yeah, I blacked out. I forgot. You chose to put in the second year backup, who then played like a guy who hadn't got a lot of reps with the ones. So yesterday was just another in the long line of you know what with the Cleveland Browns. And the reality is, I don't know what the next hour is going to hold here. I know I have things on a piece of paper here that I prepared, but the reality is I've done this show already 15 times. I have. There is the literal things that we're going to say today, the things that I've literally been saying for whether it is now seven games, whether it's 8 weeks, whether it is 12 weeks, 15 weeks, 16 weeks, the themes that we've continued to explore with the Deshaun Watson situation. Or whether it's just the fact that literally yesterday from the Deshaun injury on, actually, no, it started with a game and the fact that the very first play from scrimmage and the very first play of the game at all was a punt return for a touchdown that is just a new wrinkle in the level of suck with the Cleveland Browns and just more evidence that parts of this team have already checked out and we're not even at the bye week yet. But the truth is, I'm not mad about another loss. I've done this part of the show, and it started with a TikTok I did yesterday. No, I'm not plugging my TikTok, at Nick Wilson says. I'm not just doing that because it went viral. No, it started yesterday when I started to kind of hear what was coming out of the Browns locker room about not just the Deshaun injury, but how fans in the moment reacted to it. And my first thought was, as I heard Jameis Winston speak very passionately about how Deshaun has been mistreated, or when I heard Myles Garrett use some level of terminology that described Deshaun as a model citizen, and it just brought me back into this this conversation on Deshaun Watson and the trade and the what brought him here and what happened before Deshaun and what has happened since and what will happen after Deshaun and how the Browns operation, how the Browns organization operates, whatever it is, the reality is 5 hours, as long as that is to talk, cannot contain the correct amount of emotion and logic and revisionist history, straight up history, detail, whatever you need to do to describe what has become the greatest albatross on Cleveland sports fans in the history of Cleveland sports. And I don't know, maybe some of those folks in the Browns organization relatively new here. We've had our albatrosses before. We had a 50-year drought for titles. We had almost losing the then Cleveland Indians about four times over because of ownership and money issues. We had stadium issues. We lost our football team, right? We've saw Bill Belichick move on from the prodigal son, Bernie Kosar, because of diminishing skills. And then we had to watch Bernie win a ring somewhere else and not do what fate had decreed that he would do in Cleveland. We have seen some bleep. And yet here I am talking again about Deshaun Watson and the worst trade in Cleveland history. Can I just tell you, it feels pornographic to be able to say that. To finally just be able to exhale and just let it out. Because we've been waiting for anything, right? Any single little thing, that any glimmer of hope that this thing isn't exactly what it is, which is the worst and dumbest decision. And it's not just about the decision, but most poorly executed decision in Cleveland sports history. It's one thing to trade for the guy with everything that came with Deshaun Watson. It's another to then put limiters on how successful you make it with your own decisions. And so I have just thought in circles and I've just beat the crap out of myself trying to figure out. And I've realized that this entire time, guys, I've been trying to logic what is clearly an emotional issue. The logic in the Deshaun Watson trade X amount of years ago, I don't know, time's a flat circle. 3 years ago, it could have been 100 years ago at this point. The logic was, well, if he just plays good football, no one's going to talk about anything else involving Deshaun Watson. But then the Browns didn't have the common courtesy to finish off the Faustian bargain that they made. We're going to fit him into our system. Well, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Then in fairness, Deshaun owes his own feeble attempts here to kind of make it work in Cleveland. So this is not just, and what takes an encyclopedia in almost some sort of mind palace to spew out how you think and feel on today in what feels like the end of Deshaun's journey in Cleveland. He might be here. Contractually, this might be another lost year for him next year. The same way was it 2021 was for Deshaun in Houston, where you just pay a guy to, I don't know, hang out in the break room for a year and pay him $50 million to do it. By the way, if the Browns don't want to do that, I'll take $50 million to hang out guaranteed in your break room for a year. If that's just the going rate that we're doing here. That's funny. Like, you know, people are talking about, and this locker room is waxing poetic about cheering Deshaun's injury. And it's become this own thing. And I've heard people on a national scale glom onto it. The same people, by the way, who were openly saying they were rooting for Deshaun to fail. Just so we're clear. I mean, actually saying, Deshaun threw another interception? Oh, no. Now it's we got to clutch our pearls because Cleveland fans and an amount of, not necessarily all of them, cheered an injury for Deshaun Watson. And let's just start here. Actually, I think we started about 7 or 8 minutes ago. I don't know. Time's a flat circle. But let's just start here. It's poor form. It is classless. It is tactless to go ahead and cheer somebody when they're injured, no matter what they're accused of, no matter what they have done, haven't done, what you think they've done, no matter your perspective on it. That's the one thing the Browns locker room got right yesterday. Now, a lot of those guys couldn't be bothered to talk after the latest loss 2 weeks ago. A lot of those guys had their own private feelings on Deshaun, and this does feel like another opportunity for the same guys to have the same conversation and moral high ground fans who honestly, listen, Browns fans aren't perfect, and we're going to get to that in just a second here. Not even close to perfect. It is, we use microcosm. Ooh, Some knob, like 15 years ago, had a sports show and used the word microcosm, and now every single guy with a sports talk show makes sure to mention that sports is a microcosm of life. Well, Browns fandom and what we saw and what we have seen these last 3 years is a microcosm of this entire freaking country. So, was there a lack of empathy yesterday? Yeah. Yes, there was. And I'll be honest with you, I can't co-sign it. Whether you have very real reasons to not like Deshaun or not, that's not the point. The point is, I saw this with kind of interactions of everybody like, well, I don't owe him empathy. As if empathy was like it was karma, or empathy was like something that you store away in the bank and then go, here is your 25 cents of empathy. Every human being, no matter what they've done, what they're accused of, who they are, every single human being deserves some level of empathy. Empathy is not something that's diminished, and then all of a sudden, oh, beep, 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 I've got 12 cents of empathy to hand out. Who gets it today? The point is, I'm not here to lecture Browns fans who, quite frankly, acted classlessly when Deshaun Watson got injured. I'm not. Because yesterday was the summation of 3 years of powerlessness by the Cleveland Browns and their fans. And if I'm really going to start to allow myself to feel things and think things and maybe stop compartmentalizing being a Browns fan and just address the Deshaun situation head on, right? If I'm really going to do that, no, I'll be honest with you, booing Deshaun or cheering Deshaun Watson's injury isn't even the top five most disgusting things I've seen from alleged football fans or Deshaun fans or Browns fans in the last 3 years.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because that was the great taste yesterday. Yeah, the great taste I got yesterday was watching women coming forward and talking about what the last 3 years have meant to them. And by the way, these are the same women who years have been shouted down by a bunch of toxic on social media because people know better than people sexual assault in their history, or who just be completely marginalized by a team that said, hey, who cares about this? Who cares about things like sexual assault or allegations or lawsuits? Because the football's going to be worth it. And then again, they didn't have the common courtesy to make the football worth it. It's as if you made the Faustian bargain for, well, we're going to trade our souls, our morals, our ethics for winning football, and then you got a lump of coal. You got a quarterback who can't stay healthy, who can't play well, and seemingly cannot be responsible for his own actions. And then you've got a bunch of really smart, and I do think good guys, who came out in defense of that guy. And I'll be honest with you, the defense of don't cheer an injury, not really my problem. Who in the hell thought it was smart to have Jameis Winston talk about this yesterday when Jameis came out and said, this man's had the world against him for 4 years? Was there any logic in that? Or was that an opportunity to try and save face for the latest blunder of the Cleveland Browns? Because I like Jameis. We had him on the show. I don't know Jameis before. I interviewed him for the first time earlier this year. My interactions with Jameis have been A-OK. And I appreciate the passion with it, which he spoketh. But thought, hey, maybe the guy who's also been accused of some things, maybe the guy whose own road in this entire journey, maybe he shouldn't be one of the guys out here preaching about how he was raised and maybe lecturing people. No, nobody thought about that. No, nobody thought about that one at all. Because it was the latest in the line of, well, let's go ahead and just do this. Let's get this out there. We got to say something to say something. I'll be honest with you guys. I didn't see any Browns players who, for the last 3 years, as Browns fans, as female Browns fans, or people who have shared their issues with in their history with sexual assault, I didn't see any Browns fans standing up for any of those people on social media as people shouted them down because how dare those people share their experience and the way the trade for Deshaun made them feel. So, big picture. Because I, at this point, I'm just incensed by it all. I'm so annoyed at the Cleveland Browns for making this trade 3 years ago. Founded in logic. Well, if he just plays good football, no one's going to care. And then he didn't play good football. I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb and said the Browns really never seriously considered that Deshaun Watson was going to fail. I'm going to go ahead and say that their processes and their logic and all the different crap that allows them to think so supremely, well, we're billionaires. We don't make mistakes there. Well, I went to Penn. I went to Harvard. I used to run a Major League Baseball team. I'm going to go ahead and say they never really seriously considered or at any point felt the sting or pressure of Deshaun's failure until maybe this last year. Yep, it was classless that fans, that the, what is it, 3% or 5%? Because again, like the LeBron jersey burning, I'll spit it out. That was like three guys, a local comedian, very funny by the way, you should check him out, Factory of Sadness. It was three guys. And for 10 years, I've heard about burning jerseys. So was it 3% of the crowd yesterday? Or was it 5%? Because I've also heard people call in and say, no, that guy that was cheering that you saw on TikTok or Twitter or Instagram, no, we shouted him down. But again, that's all Browns fans cheered Deshaun's injury. So we can clutch our pearls a little bit more. Browns fans, in no way are Browns fans innocent if you cheered Deshaun's injury. But when we get into the pantheon of lack of responsibility and lack of thought and lack of execution, and quite frankly, the dumbest ass 3 years of Browns football I've ever seen, Browns fans might be the only potential victim in this whole godforsaken thing. If you really want to be upset about something, if we're going to get upset about the 3%, let's start maybe thinking about the lack of empathy, big picture. Because that is the tale that is told, not just yesterday, but for the last 3 years. I don't know that I've made heads of tails of where the Browns are, but congrats. The Browns wanted to make history when they traded for Deshaun Watson. You've made history. This is the dumbest and worst trade ever. And you've turned a team that was one quarterback away from a championship allegedly 3 years ago into the Hindenburg. 216-474-0092. I blacked out. Nathan Zagura joins us at 3. JP joins along at 4. See if he's as fire and brimstone as I am today. We've got Jason Stanford, former Cleveland pitcher, at 4:40. We'll get his thoughts on the Guardians losing in the AL. Wouldn't it have been nice to talk about what a great team that was this year and just how much Guardians baseball continues to stand for what Cleveland should stand for? Daryl Ryder joining us at 6 as well. The 5 at 5 at 5. We got plenty to get to, guys. We'll see you on the other side here.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.